This is a CKTZ News Update. The Rainbow Ridge Affordable Housing Project on Cortez Island is the main focus of the Cortez Community Housing Society. It's applying this fall to provincial BC Housing for financial support to begin construction on 24 townhomes. If successful, Executive Director Sandra Wood says construction will begin in autumn 2024. Suzanne Fletcher was hired last November as project manager. She recently oversaw a trail enhancement project, which saw local contractors expand and improve a network of trails through the 51-acre property and connect them directly with the nearby Siskin Lane Forest Trail Network. Trees removed during the project will be turned into firewood, available to the Cortez Island community for free on Sunday, April 23rd. Starting at 9 a.m., volunteers with trucks will begin delivering firewood to those in need and in return receive a load for themselves. Fletcher says she was approached last fall by Sandra Wood to become the Society's project manager.
Sandra Wood approached me after I'd come back from the Clujuz Wilderness Resort, and we just had some nice conversations about what she was working on and where she needed support, and it felt like a good match.
And what inspires you most about this essential housing project, really?
You just said it, the essential part. Housing it's one of the basic needs that we all require to thrive and heal and do well in our lives. I've witnessed people in our community who've had to move dozens of times or lived in moldy housing or had unsafe places and constantly moving. And what I've witnessed is those people have really struggled to be an active part of our community. It affects everything in their lives. And then when I've seen some of those same people land in good living situations, healthy, long-term, then you see them thrive and do well and be able to show up in different ways in our community.
One thing under your new tenure, shall we say, as project manager, is we're standing now on a revamped trail that was one of the first things that you helped to oversee. Describe what's shifted here in the area around Rainbow Ridge.
Sure. The old logging road that runs through looks a little bit wider because Matt and Laurier and their team took down the dead trees and pulled out a lot of the invasive species like broom and holly. We've left a lot of the dead trees in the forests to decompose and help the ecosystem as well as chips that we weren't using. But we've also been able to stack down by the skateboard park a number of trees that we're going to use for a community firewood day. Basing our community firewood day on the model that the community forest initiated and I've volunteered for a couple times. It's a really great way to provide wood for people who can't get out and get their own wood. People can volunteer with a truck, fill it and deliver it to someone in need, and then if they need firewood, take a load home for themselves. We don't have a lot, so it may only be 20 or 30 truckloads. We'll see how we get, but people can give their names and email me and I'll be putting something online.
What's the best way to reach you?
Suzanne@FletcherFacilitation.com. And Suzanne is Suzanne.
As your management of this project gets underway, what are your top priorities?
Right now, Sandra Wood and the Cortez Housing Society Board and myself are doing everything we can to be ready to be selected for the partnership with BC Housing. So after we finish the trails and the firewood day, I will be working on researching some grants for the garden project that will go along with the housing project. And we're looking at other infrastructure that we can do to be as ready as possible. So then when we're chosen, we're good to go.
Do you anticipate, Suzanne, being more or less shovel ready by the beginning of 2024?
We are shovel ready right now, but we're just always looking for other opportunities and details we can handle. And then we're also open to participating and looking at other ways to be involved in the community around housing. And an example of that was when we had our open house at the end of last year to show the new plans. We learned of the fire at Clujuz, where three people lost their homes and everything in them. And we turned that open house into a fundraiser as well. And the community really stepped up, and we raised some good money for the people who had been impacted at Clahoose. So anything to do with housing, any discussions, the board is often having extra meetings to look at new information, announcements from federal government. Is there anything that will help the projects happening at Rainbow Ridge, or anything we can get involved in?
Final question, and that is actually, can you just remind us of what number of units there will be when Rainbow Ridge is complete?
There will be 24 townhomes. They did do a redesign, which is what we were showing off at the end of last year. And with that redesign, they were able to add 4 more units while maintaining the pricing on the project.
Great. Okay. Suzanne Fletcher, best of luck. Great speaking with you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.